Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
With Antonio Brown, we all know his act by now. There's not a lot that can still shock me because it's kind of who he is. He's inevitable. He's the Thanos of the sports world, right? He's the scorpion in the scorpion and the frog. You're not going to sting me if I carry you across the water. No, no, we'd both die. Why would I do that? Okay, I'll carry you across, but don't sting me. No, no, I'm not one way. Why would I do that? Okay, and then halfway over, you stung me. Oh, it's in my nature. This is who Antonio Brown is. You play and you dance with him and you pay. Every one of his teams has had that. Some dances have been longer. Some dances have been entire night. Some dances have been one dance and you're done. But every team pays after it's done. And now here's Antonio Brown in the aftermath of quitting on the field on Sunday. And now the back and forth between he and the Bucks, where the Bucks say Antonio Brown left. He refused to go back in the game. Antonio Brown says, no, I was injured. And I talked to a lot of people about it. And now the back and forth between the Bucks and Antonio Brown is getting nasty. I don't feel bad for the Bucks. They knew what they were getting when they signed him. They won the Super Bowl last year. Congratulations. Now you have to navigate the playoffs with the specter of Antonio Brown and anything he can do on social media or interview-wise hanging over you. So good luck with that, Tampa. I'm like a Vegas dealer where I just dust my hands off and go, good luck tonight. Rest of the night, guys. I'm done. I'm leaving. But even AB, Mike, and I know it's shot. Even AB can shock me with some things he said. And there was one thing today he said that I'm like...
Just one?
Well, that shocked me. There were things I said, oh, wow. But something where I go, he didn't really say that, did he? Because I know what Antonio Brown... When he says stuff, okay, I expect it. All right, that's what... Yeah, it's strong things he said. It's crazy things that he says. But there's one thing he said, I'm like, he really said that? He really said that? Here he was... on a podcast earlier today, explaining everything going on with him and the Buccaneers, you know, Tom Brady, who Antonio Brown moved in with twice. Brady moved him into his house to get him to be able to play in the NFL after he flamed out from the Raiders, did it again when he got back to the Bucs. And even though Antonio Brown considers Tom Brady a friend, what does AB really think about Brady? This.
Man, I'm just a diehard Brady
fan. Listen, man, it is what it is. It's not about being a fan. It's about being a realistic humanity, a human. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about, bro. A Brady fan, Brady can't do by himself. But you guys going to make it seem like he just is heroic guy. Bro, we're all humans, bro. We all dependent on someone else to do the job. Just like your show, you dependent on the video team, the audio team. You count on people to set this up.
Tom Brady. He needs me to play football, okay? Brady isn't all that. Brady needs other people to do it because he's human. For a second, as much as we talk about him, I thought he might have been part cyborg, but apparently he's human. Antonio Brown realizing everybody on Earth is human right now.
Well, that is breaking news right there.
It is. You know, like, I expect once in a while someone to rip a mask off, and it is actually some kind of part cyborg. But he really went on and criticized Tom Brady and said, look, Brady's not all that. I mean, he's talking about Brady being his friend, and then he goes right into, hey, you know, yeah, Brady's not that great. He needs other people. He needs me. When he said that, I'm like, oh, they're really, I mean, come on, man. Don't you know if you're Antonio Brown, you want to be taken seriously? And what's the one soundbite that everybody's going to take away from this? When you criticize Tom Brady, who's the greatest quarterback anybody has ever seen, he's won Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, with different players for 20 years. He shows up year one with Tampa Bay and wins the Super Bowl. And so, no. Brady needs other guys. He needs other people around him. I mean, you're torpedoing everything you want to get across with that. Antonio Brown is his own worst enemy because he just can't stop talking. If he was a little bit more I don't want to say prepared, but thought a little bit more about what he said, maybe he would get his point across. If he wants to get his point across about, I want to play football and I wanted to go back in the game, but I was too injured to, stick to that, man. Stick to I was injured and I have this proof with Bruce Arians and everybody else. But when you go on a podcast and say, Brady needs another guy, are you really going to take him serious? I mean, it has nothing to do with the injury part of it because this is his opinion about Brady, and then you have the facts when it came to his foot injury and how hurt he was, but they have to do with one another, is which are you really helping your case and saying, yeah, all this stuff happened when you say that about Brady? If anybody is still listening to you, they're just going to dismiss you after that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to one of the lines in there that really got me thinking in between the rest where I was just shaking my head and I pulled out, you know, I've got one of those little Theraguns and I made sure that my neck, you know, stayed mobile because it was starting to hurt a little bit. Because I was just like, really? There's the next one, the next unit. And a million questions to be asked if you had the opportunity to just do the sit down and be like, all right, he's obviously just going to tell you whatever you want. But we use the phrase, you know, that guy showed his ass, right? And it was prompted by him saying he thought about mooning the crowd as he was leaving and mooning the bench. But it's like, the more this gets away from the events against the Jets, it's more the, all right, if you had any doubts, and it's not to say that there's still not a little bit that the Buccaneers have to explain as to just the timing of events, but between the requests for incentives and those reports that came out to make those guaranteed, well, he was told no. Arians yesterday saying, hey, he was complaining about his targets in the locker room that he wasn't getting enough, and that was the first thought that, you know, as we went on air on Monday, as we came back for the new year, is that was my thought. It's like, look at the money, right? It's simple motivation. And, you know, it all unfolds to a point where it's like, how do you back him? Right? Player after player. It's like, yeah, we all got asked to go in and play in. And he talked about taking the shot and the danger of the shot. Like, and this is taking all of it in a big hug over the course of this week, is you know what's in those shots, so don't try to do that. The only thing that in all of it was that he actually paid Alex Guerrero, so that was kind of a big deal because we know he doesn't necessarily pay his bills. But this thing today was just a wild, rambling question to question and just going after Brady, who did everything to vouch for you. And yes, did he have selfish motivations because he wanted to win another Super Bowl and knew it would be an easier path if you came in and played like the player you are? Sure. But he also put you in his house. He got you a deal. And if you didn't ask your agent about guarantees, then you're an idiot, right? And you assumed stuff was going to get converted. No, that's not. If they don't have to pay you, they're not going to. That's the way this works. And so the Brady stuff, now a guy that gave you that next lifeline, and in the aftermath, you're going and attacking him. Yeah, anybody that's still on the full side of Antonio Brown is just putting their head in the sand.
Well, look, and that's the thing about Antonio Brown is that, and this is the big point to make about everything that went on today, is that nothing is ever his fault. Right. Nothing is ever his fault, regardless as to whether you think he needs help from a mental health standpoint, because look, we jump to mental health issues when someone acts erratically or does things. Now, I don't know if Antonio Brown needs really big help or if Antonio Brown is just a bad guy. You know, it could be a combination of both.
The two can be, they're not mutually exclusive. That's right.
It could be both. But the number one thing about why Antonio Brown is in the situation he's in right now, if you want to take everything you've seen, is that nothing is ever his fault. Not a thing. When he left Pittsburgh, it wasn't his fault, right? When he found his way out of Oakland, it wasn't his fault. Right? It wasn't his fault what happened in New England, and this is not his fault either. Everything is somebody else's fault. Tom Brady, who he calls his friend, and then goes on to say those things about Brady. Brady's like, wait a minute, my friends don't say this about me. Nothing is ever Antonio Brown's fault, and it's always something that's being done to him, and he doesn't bear any responsibility. So if you want to talk about a guy getting help or understanding and maybe moving on and making a better life, that's the number one thing he's got to to do. Is the overwhelming issue is take some responsibility. Maybe it's not all your fault, right? Because, you know, listen, there's always two sides in the middle somewhere is the truth. But he is always on the side of this is not my fault. I did nothing. This is not my fault. And this is what's happening. And here's my proof. And here's this and all. And how many times do you have to hear it to know that, okay, this is where it's at? And he's that guy that you know that always makes excuses when something happens and he does something that there's all the evidence and here's where no, this is not my fault. We all know people like that. And Antonio Brown is the shining example of that. Just take some responsibility. He's not going to, because you could see how he's reacted throughout this whole thing. You know, he's not talking any kind of remorse about, oh, I'm sorry I went off the field. I'm sorry I did this. No, I left the field because I was told to leave. Yeah, Bruce Arians cut you, but did you need to go do that and take your helmet off and shoulder pads off and throw stuff into the stands and dance across the field? No, but he said, no, Bruce Arians made him do that. Nothing is ever his fault. And that's the one constant for Antonio Brown from today all the way back to the issues he started having with Pittsburgh.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
With Antonio Brown, we all know his act by now. There's not a lot that can still shock me because it's kind of who he is. He's inevitable. He's the Thanos of the sports world, right? He's the scorpion in The Scorpion and the Frog. You're not going to sting me if I carry you across the water. No, we'd both die. Why would I do that? Okay, I'll carry you across, but don't sting me. No, I'm not one way. Why would I do that? Okay. And then halfway over, you stung me. Oh, it's in my nature. This is who Antonio Brown is. You play and you dance with him and you pay. Every one of his teams has had that. Some dances have been longer. Some dances have been an entire night. Some dances have been one dance and you're done. But every team pays after it's done. And now here's Antonio Brown in the aftermath of quitting on the field on Sunday, and now the back and forth between he and the Bucks, where the Bucks say Antonio Brown left, he refused to go back in the game. Antonio Brown says, no, I was injured, and I talked to a lot of people about it. And now the back and forth between the Bucks and Antonio Brown is getting nasty. I don't feel bad for the Bucks. They knew what they were getting when they signed him. They won the Super Bowl last year. Congratulations. Now you have to navigate the playoffs with the specter of Antonio Brown and anything he can do on social media or interview-wise hanging over you. So good luck with that, Tampa. I'm like a Vegas dealer where I just dust my hands off and go, good luck tonight. Rest of the night, guys. I'm done. I'm leaving. But even AB, Mike, and I know it's shot, even AB can shock me with some things he said. And there was one thing today he said that I'm like,
just one?
Well, that shocked me. There were things I said, oh, wow. But something where I go, he didn't really say that, did he? Because I know what Antonio Brown, when he says stuff, okay, I expect it. All right, that's what, yeah, it's strong things he said. It's crazy things that he says. But there's one thing he said, I'm like, he really said that? He really said that? Here he was on a podcast earlier today explaining everything going on with him and the Buccaneers. You know, Tom Brady, who Antonio Brown moved in with twice. Brady moved him into his house to get him to be able to play in the NFL after he flamed out from the Raiders, did it again when he got back to the Bucs. And even though Antonio Brown considers Tom Brady a friend, what does AB really think about Brady? This.
Man, I'm just a diehard Brady fan.
Listen, man, it is what it is. It's not about being a fan. It's about being a realistic humanity, a human.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, bro. A Brady fan, Brady can't do by himself. But you guys going to make it seem like he just this heroic guy. Bro, we're all humans, bro. We all dependent on someone else to do the job. Just like your show, you dependent on the video team, the audio team. You count on people to set this up.
Tom Brady. He needs me to play football, okay? Brady isn't all that. Brady needs other people to do it because he's human. For a second, as much as we talk about him, I thought he might have been part cyborg, but apparently he's human. Antonio Brown realizing everybody on Earth is human right now.
Well, that is breaking news right there.
It is. You know, like, I expect once in a while someone to rip a mask off and it is actually some kind of part cyborg. But he really went on and criticized Tom Brady and said, look, Brady's not all that. I mean, he's talking about Brady being his friend, and then he goes right into, hey, You know, yeah, Brady's not that great. He needs other people. He needs me. When he said that, I'm like, oh, they're really, I mean, come on, man. Don't you know if you're Antonio Brown, you want to be taken seriously? And what's the one soundbite that everybody's going to take away from this? When you criticize Tom Brady, who's the greatest quarterback anybody has ever seen, he's won Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, with different players for 20 years. He shows up year one with Tampa Bay and wins the Super Bowl. And so, no. Brady needs other guys. He needs other people around him. I mean, you're torpedoing everything you want to get across with that. Antonio Brown is his own worst enemy because he just can't stop talking. If he was a little bit more, I don't want to say prepared, but thought a little bit more about what he said, maybe he would get his point across. If he wants to get his point across about, I want to play football and I wanted to go back in the game, but I was too injured to, stick to that, man. Stick to I was injured and I have this proof with Bruce Arians and everybody else. But when you go on a podcast and say, Brady's other guy, are you really going to take him serious? I mean, it has nothing to do with the injury part of it because this is his opinion about Brady, and then you have the facts when it came to his foot injury and how hurt he was, but they have to do with one another, is which are you really helping your case and saying, yeah, all this stuff happened when you say that about Brady? If anybody is still listening to you, they're just going to dismiss you after that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to there is a – well, one of the lines in there that really got me thinking in between the rest where I was just shaking my head and I pulled out – you know, I've got one of those little Theraguns, and I made sure that my neck, you know, stayed mobile because it was starting to hurt a little bit. Because I was just like, really? There's the next one, the next unit. And a million questions to be asked if you had the opportunity to just do the sit-down and be like, all right, he's obviously just going to tell you whatever you want. But we use the phrase, you know, that guy showed his ass, right? And it was prompted by him saying he thought about mooning the crowd as he was leaving and mooning the bench. But it's like, the more this gets away from the events against the Jets, it's more the, all right, if you had any doubts, and it's not to say that there's still not a little bit that the Buccaneers have to explain as to just the timing of events, but between the requests for incentives and those reports that came out to make those guaranteed, well, he was told no. Arians yesterday saying, hey, he was complaining about his targets in the locker room that he wasn't getting enough. And that was the first thought that, you know, as we went on air on Monday, as we came back for the new year, is that was my thought. It's like, look at the money, right? It's simple motivation. And, you know, it all unfolds to a point where it's like, how do you back him? Right, player after player. It's like, yeah, we all got asked to go in and play in. And he talked about taking the shot and the danger of the shot. Like, and this is taking all of it in a big hug over the course of this week. Is, you know what's in those shots, so don't try to do that. The only thing that in all of it was that he actually paid Alex Guerrero, so that was kind of a big deal because we know he doesn't necessarily pay his bills. But this thing today was just a wild, rambling question to question and just going after Brady, who did everything to vouch for you. And yes, did he have selfish motivations because he wanted to win another Super Bowl and knew it would be an easier path if you came in and played like the player you are? Sure. But he also put you in his house. He got you a deal. And if you didn't ask your agent about guarantees, then you're an idiot, right? And you assume stuff was going to get converted. No, that's not. If they don't have to pay you, they're not going to. That's the way this works. And so the Brady stuff, now a guy that gave you that next lifeline, and in the aftermath, you're going and attacking him. Yeah, anybody that's still on the full side of Antonio Brown is just putting their head in the sand.
Well, look, and that's the thing about Antonio Brown is that, and this is the big point to make about everything that went on today, is that nothing is ever his fault, right?
Right.
Nothing is ever his fault, regardless as to whether you think he needs help from a mental health standpoint, because look, we jump to mental health issues when someone acts erratically or does things. Now, I don't know if Antonio Brown needs really big help or if Antonio Brown is just a bad guy. You know, it could be a combination of both.
The two can be, they're not mutually exclusive. That
right.
is damn sure.
It could be both. But the number one thing about why Antonio Brown is in the situation he's in right now, if you want to take everything you've seen, is that nothing is ever his fault. Not a thing. When he left Pittsburgh, it wasn't his fault, right? When he found his way out of Oakland, it wasn't his fault, right? It wasn't his fault what happened in New England, and this is not his fault either. Everything is somebody else's fault. Tom Brady, who he calls his friend, and then goes on to say those things about Brady. Brady's like, wait a minute, my friends don't say this about me. Nothing is ever Antonio Brown's fault. And it's always something that's being done to him, and he doesn't bear any responsibility. So if you want to talk about a guy getting help or understanding and maybe moving on and making a better life, that's the number one thing he's got to do. Is the overwhelming issue is take some responsibility. Maybe it's not all your fault, right? Because, you know, listen, there's always two sides in the middle somewhere. The truth, but he is always on the side of this is not my fault. I did nothing. This is not my fault. And this is what's happening. And here's my proof. And here's this and all. And how many times do you have to hear it to know that okay, this is where it's at. And he's that guy that you know that always makes excuses when something happens and he does something that there's all the evidence and here's where no, this is not my fault. We all know people like that. And Antonio Brown is the shining example of that. Just take some responsibility. He's not going to. Because you could see how he's reacted throughout this whole thing. You know, he's not talk any kind of remorse about, oh, I'm sorry I went off the field. I'm sorry I did this. No, I left the field because I was told to leave. Yeah, Bruce Arians cut you, but did you need to go do that and take your helmet off and shoulder pads off and throw stuff into the stands and dance across the field? No, but he said, no, Bruce Arians made him do that. Nothing is ever his fault. And that's the one constant for Antonio Brown from today all the way back to the issues he started having with Pittsburgh.
Dude, he's been saying he's gone all Shaggy in every spot, wasn't me. Something else going on. Some other outside forces. They had the problem. I mean, look at the way he described his tenure with the Buccaneers. Like, okay, you won a Super Bowl and you came back. If it was that bad, why did you come back for another year? Why did you agree to a contract that didn't have all you know, guaranteed money? All of those things. The fact that you had to play with not a non-guaranteed contract and the incentive basis for everything kind of tells you where you were at in the league, doesn't it? I don't know. It's one of those. I can't wait to see what the weekend holds. Because if you thought he had nothing to do now, I mean, it would be full mode.
It's
going to
be Joe Montana and Jerry Rice's fault at some point this weekend. That's what it's going to be.
There's no question about it. I mean, is he going to go back? Because he showed some love for Ben Roethlisberger at the beginning of the week. Did he think about it more and come back with some other things along the way? And I got to give credit to our guy, Will Blackman, and a couple others going, uh-oh, he's drinking the purple drink while he's while he's on that couch doing the interview, too. Which I thought was just kind of a funny little note to it.
When I saw the video, I'm like, he wants to go to the Jaguars. He's wearing the teal and the gold. Wants to play with Trevor Lawrence.
Play with Bill O'Brien, who will quickly trade Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, we'll get to that. He'll trade Antonio Brown, too. We'll get
Trader
to Bill O'Brien.
Bill we'll might get be to back in business, baby.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. But no matter what you feel about Antonio Brown, is it mental health? Is he a bad guy? He takes zero responsibility, and that's the root of all of his problems. Whether it's not paying a vendor, which he winds up getting in a lot of trouble, whatever it is, he takes zero responsibility. So coming up next, oh boy, do we have something for you. If you like your stories hot and peppered with a little bit of conspiracy theory, and they involve boycotts of the Super Bowl by the quarterback who may be playing in it, oh, do we got a story for you coming up next. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. It's our anniversary.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Joining us now on the hotline, there is no one better. We want to celebrate our 8-year anniversary with, well, there's a lot of people better, but this is the guy who answers the phone. Wow. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. He is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. And it was earlier this week I wondered, he's trying to keep the Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame. Is he the guy that won't vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP to keep the MVP away from him? Turns out it wasn't him. So, joining us with a clean slate is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, my friend?
I just wanted to wish you guys, like, happy 80th anniversary of your show. It feels like 80 years that you guys have been on air.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I've held up quite nicely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think you've been on with us about 80 times, maybe more than that by this point.
Oh, 80. I'm way past 80. Because no. I am the only 80? Person who keeps taking that call from Frostburg. Okay? Let's face it. You had a one-night stand with Eric Dickerson. That was all you got on that one. And you've been milking that one for 8 years.
That's right.
Got rid of it.
That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
we're like Rex Ryan. Hey, but we got to the AFC Championship game like a bunch of years ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah.
But we did it with Mark Sanchez. Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Speaking of 80 years. Yeah. 80 years of Jets fans. That's what it's like.
See, the Jets are in the middle of all the storyline this week, J. Cole. All right, so now it was at least in that game that everything went to hell.
Yeah, that's true. You could almost write a whole book about that, like 2 day stretch from the time that he snuck the IG model or whatever she was into the hotel, and how did that happen to him leaving the field and all the texts. I mean, like, this is just fascinating to me, because at the end of it, Antonio Brown still thinks he's getting back in the league. He still believes that somehow he was right in all of this. And that's, like, the amount of denial that goes through his head is just fascinating. It's really, really quite awesome.
Well, the thing is, all the things we talked about this last hour with Antonio Brown, of everything that's going on, when you talk about his transgressions going all the way back to the Steelers, right? Steelers, Patriots, Raiders, Bucks. The one thing, nothing is ever his fault. And that's no matter what it is, whether it's off the field, nothing is ever his fault.
No, it's truly amazing the alternative reality that he lives in. Like, you just sit there and go, is that really what you think? And then you encounter fans on Twitter who defend him, and you go, how do you defend a guy who walked off the field on his team? Like, how in any way is that defensible? I mean, like, what? What's going on? I find it fascinating. I'm so entertained. And I think about being his agent as he keeps, like, going on podcasts and posting things and doing all this. And you just get this feeling like his agent is sitting there, like, tearing out all of his hair and then ripping off his own flesh, going, cannot make him stop. What's going on? This is just, it's out of control. Make him stop. Please let me try and save his career. It won't work. He's just flaming it up every day.
Well, so now he's gone, and we look at the rest of that makeup.
He could be
a
Jet, though.
No, stop. That's not happening. It's not happening. Not happening.
He could be a Jet.
Not happening. Not happening.
He could be a Jet.
Nope.
He's not.
Nope.
He hasn't left New York yet.
Stop. Stop.
Reason.
Not happening. He's still got no shirt on in the bowels of MetLife trying to find his way out. Where do I go? Where do I go?
Oh, the Jets locker room. This looks nice. I would look great in green, wouldn't I?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there'll still be some team out there, I think, when it's all said and done. The next deal with the devil.
No, there's nobody who's doing this. There's nobody. There's nobody who can go for that. Because he's crazy. If you can't see after all these efforts, because who's going to have a quarterback who's better than Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger to keep that guy's attention? Could you imagine like trying to match him with Zach Wilson?
Well, it would be the old rule of thumb. You're the young quarterback.
What?
You have to throw him the ball 17 times.
On every series.
Right.
Like, if he's not the primary receiver on every play, he's going on Twitter during the game to trash Zach Wilson. That's what's going to happen. It'll be awesome. I would pay so much money to see that. That would be fantastic. Okay.
There you go, live on pay-per-view. All right, week 18, how excited are you?
Explode.
That would make it happen.
Oh, God, this is awesome. Okay, what else we got? Let's go.
See, this is why you answer the phone for. You don't get to do any interviews like this. I listen to you when you do interviews on other shows, and it's, all right, listen, I'm serious now.
Oh, yeah, because every other show in the country is exactly like this one.
I'm serious now.
Because everybody else wants to actually talk about sports. You guys don't. That's the best part.
We don't want to talk about it.
You guys are doing pop culture references. You're doing, I like the nightlife. I want a boogie, to the disco. I mean, like, that's your show in a nutshell. It really is your show in a nutshell is disco from the 70s, right?
I was trying to be the crossroads of sports, pop culture, and bringing together generations, and you dismissed it as you guys in your 70s references.
Look, just because, J. Cole, when you go on other shows and it's, well, here's the thing, this is why Belichick does what he does.
Let's talk about, do you think they're going to suspend him for this? Yeah.
I want to hear you go on another show and go, hey, where's my music that you always play when I come in? Why don't you guys talk about cowboy bees? What is that all about? Why can't I tell a story about Tim Tebow's brothers? Why can't I? Oh, okay. I mean, look, we allow you to stretch your legs unlike it. You didn't know you were capable.
Why do you think I keep picking up the phone? Why do you think I do that? It's the only place where I can be myself. This is me, okay? I want to talk about cowboy bees. I want to talk about, like, Antonio Brown, would he be a good cowboy bee? Like, that's the last stop. He can't play in the NFL anymore.
I think it can hurt the hive.
On Jerry Jones' cowboy bees team. Like, think about that. Would he be good or would he be bad for the hive?
No, he would be the bee that would fly off and then come back and somehow bring some kind of poison back to the rest of the day. Hey, I just went and I got sprayed with something, but here I'm back, guys. He would give it to everybody.
He wouldn't die. The rest of the hive would die, but he'd be fine and just go to the next hive. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Because he would go from one hive to, boy, this bee's on his fourth hive right now.
Well, he had a lot of talent.
This is scientific. Like, this makes sense now. I could write a story about this. This might be my column for Monday.
Antonio Brown as the
evil cowboy bee.
Look, and I don't want to take you away from this, but really, I want to know, are you Hub Arkish? If you are Hub Arkish, you need to tell us right now, all right? Because no one's ever seen both of you in the same place. And when I know that you're trying to keep the Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame, I thought you were trying to keep Aaron Rodgers from the MVP earlier this week. Tell us right now if you are Hub Arkish.
Next question.
I was just incredulous, J. Cole, of all the people that have been working around the NFL all these years. I've never heard of Hub Arkish. I'm like, how have you never heard of Hub Arkish?
The last time he was relevant was, I think, John Madden was still coaching.
Right, but the point is, he's been around forever.
I know. He was doing Pro Football Weekly when we still talked about things that were weekly and that they mattered. Right, like it's unbelievable. Like, yeah, when I read that, I was like, wait a sec, Hub's got a vote. How'd that happen? Like, Brad Biggs didn't get the vote in Chicago. Right? Like, Dan Pompey doesn't have the vote in Chicago. They gave it to Hub. And now he's an old lunatic who, like, comes up with completely asinine arguments. Like, what's going on here, Hub?
You've never heard a guy described as a jerk? Come on, you're in those Hall of Fame voting rooms.
Oh,
you're telling me nobody's ever stood up and said this guy was a jerk?
Oh, Warren Sapp, T.O., we have plenty of jerks, but we do eventually vote for them, or sometimes we vote for them the first time around. We will vote for them. But, like, your justification, like, forget that. I mean, Hub Arkish has a vote? Like, how did that happen?
Now, can you do that in voting for people for the Hall of Fame? Can you vote for people and decide if they get to keep their votes for MVP or not? Or is that out of your jurisdiction?
Oh, we're definitely voting people off the voting island this year. Oh, okay. I'm proposing that.
We didn't like your argument.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors meet Survivor this year. That's what we're doing. We're voting. Tony Dungy is off. He's off. Tony Dungy is so off this year. I'm voting him. I'm putting him up first, okay? Because that dude is just way, way too nice. Can't do it. He's got to go. He's just got to go.
You got to be cynical if you're going to be in this room,
pal. I'm just walking
in.
I'm pointing across the room. I'm looking. I go, Dungy, out. Go. That's what I'm doing. You know him, like, oh, he's like really sweet and really nice. No, he's got to go. He's got to be meaner.
So at the end, it would be
because the other thing about it is that he believes in Cowboys, and I got to get him out of there because we got to get rid of the Cowboys, and they got to go one at a time. So it's Survivor, Survivor Selector, and
I like
gone.
That. I think that would work if you can somehow get a camera in there. I think we have a show.
Yeah, and I think that actually Bill Polian might support me on this. So
all right.
That's good.
All right. He's on Twitter, at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62.
How did we do this?
I don't know.
We just did.
Hey, can you ask Tony for us, though, why he kept sitting guys down in Week 17, and how that affected teams at the end of the year?
Yeah, got the Jets to the AFC Championship game. What are you talking about?
Well, it's just the Hey Now, Hank Kingsley irrelevant question every week.
That was
a good question. Why'd you sit people? He hasn't coached in like 10 years.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to ask him about that. Fine. I want to know about that. What you did. He's not coaching again. Harmon, he's never coaching again. Don't worry about it. He can't do that again. Okay? Don't criticize him for that. It's over. Don't worry about it. Like, you want to know about Mike Shanahan resting guys for like the last 2 weeks in 1996? You want to know that too?
Sure.
It was 25 years ago. Okay?
You know what? Some things we don't let go in this sporting universe.
25 years ago. That's what I'm doing. It's like you guys keep living on that Jeff Fisher thing, okay? You know, 18 years ago, we broke the Jeff Fisher story with Eric Dickerson.
It's background for a book, okay?
Wait a minute. Danny Werfel didn't get drafted? I can't believe that. Wait a minute.
Danny Werfel actually did get drafted. That's a different thing.
That's a good try, though.
The new podcast with Jason Cole and Hub Arkish will drop next week, so you want to be able to take a look at that. Also, go to fansided.com. J. Cole is always buddy.
The question is, Hub, why are you a voter? That's the title. Why are you a voter? My best part is the AP is like still giving him the vote. No, we're taking a stand on this one. Really? This is the stand you're taking, okay?
Had you been talking about the Associated Press in 20 years? No, you haven't. So they got some press this week.
All right. J. Cole, take it easy, buddy. Enjoy. We'll talk to you next week.
Later. Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Really? Hub Arkish has a vote?
I had other football Hub's questions, but, as always, those go to the wayside.
Dungy out. I want Dungy out.